Welcome to the Vince Del Monte Podcast Show, where each week we bring you the raw and real experiences, lessons, and timeless principles every man needs to master the 5 M's of manhood. By sharing conversations with the world's most successful people pursuing the 5 M's, you'll build muscle faster, achieve a winner's mindset, increase your money, dominate your mission, and go the distance with your marriage. My name is Vince Del Monte, entrepreneur, author, pro fitness model, and father. And I've helped tens of thousands of men transform their bodies and lives through muscle, entrepreneurship, and personal development. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Now let's begin. Hey, welcome back to the Vince Del Monte Podcast. And this morning at 6 a.m., we are here with head coach of the 7-Figure Mastermind, Corby Waters. And I was listening to our last episode where we promised 4 different topics before the end of the new year. And because I'm going on a 4-day digital detox, Corby, hopefully you're taking some time off too. It would be well-deserved. It's been an incredible year. We want to do 4 topics. And the very first topic, we're going to keep each of these 10 to 12 minutes, and you can hold us to that. The first topic is about pricing. And what we want to do is just share a couple bigger ideas. We want to just consolidate some big ideas with some thoughts that we've seen within our community and with trends. We want to also predict a few things we see that are coming in 2021, and we want to help you be ready for it. One of those I would say concerns we have is new online fitness coaches. I mean, this goes for the coaching and consulting industry, period. But for our audience, people outpricing the marketplace. Both you and I have noticed this to be a problem. And I want to explain where I believe this problem is rooted in. And we've brought this problem to the forefront of our conversation, specifically with a lot of our advanced students. And before we get too into this, I just want to say thank you for tuning in to the Vince Del Monte Podcast. If you're getting value from this show, please subscribe to the podcast. Leave a review. A 5-star review would be epic if you feel that's deserving. And tell a friend. So, Corby, let's just kind of kick it off. You know, what do you mean by don't outprice the marketplace? Like, how is that even possible?
It's very possible. I could use a very simple example. Let's take something that most families buy, milk. It's probably, it, depending on where you live, if you live in Hawaii, it's probably going to be $6. If you live in Jersey, it's going to be $3 to $5. Now, if all of a sudden I decided I wanted to sell milk for $9.50, it's okay to price it at $9.50. The problem is not many people are going to buy it at $9.50 unless it's 3 o'clock in the morning, because they have no other options. So when you in a market, a similar thing happens. When your market is willing to pay $1,000 for your service and you're consistently charging people $2,500 or $2,000, you're going to get customers, but you're not going to have any longevity with those customers. They're going to be in and out because your price is too high for the people that you're going after. So when you're going after people where the price doesn't work for those people, you're going to get a few at the super high end echelon of the market. But the problem is you can't build a business from that. So a lot of people have this initial surge that sounds amazing. Hey, I made $30,000. And you talk to them in 3 months and you see them at Walmart and you're thinking they're shopping, but they say, how can I help you? I'm like, what happened? Like, you just made $30,000 3 months ago.
Oh man.
That's because they built they built it fast. They didn't build it long.
Yeah, we see that. We see a lot of people, you know, people will make 15K, 20K, and then the next month, yeah, they can't make 15 cents or 20 cents. And like, how is that possible? How is that possible? So what we've identified as a problem is that a lot of online fitness coaches have great intentions. Their intention is to bring a sustainable solution to the marketplace. That sustainable solution would be, you know, intuitive eating or different types of eating styles and training styles that would promote longevity. Like, the message is good. It's one that our industry needs. It's one that the mainstream needs support with. But there's an incongruence between their price point and their promise. And I'll just, you know, think about this yourself on a practical level. You know, if your high ticket coaching program is $3,000 to $4,000 for, you know, 3 to 6 months, I think that's okay on the front end. I like a higher price point for the first 3 to 6 months because
what you're doing is you're getting commitment and you're acknowledging that the most work will happen in those first 3-4 months or 3 to 6 months kind of thing. But we all know, if you've been in the fitness industry for, you know, any longer than a few years, you know that permanent weight loss is a 3 to 4 year journey. It's not a 3 to 4 month or 3 to 6 month transformation program, right? And I always preach that in my business. I don't care about your after photo. I care about your photo after the after photo. So like that's where, that's what people are ultimately after. So, you know, we do have to sell them the sizzle then give them the steak, but your pricing should reflect that. So, you know, what we're talking about is, yes, a higher rate for the first, say, 3 to 6 months, but who in the world can afford? Sure, there's those elite clients that can afford, you know, really anything. But if you're targeting the mainstream and with like gazillions of online trainers coming into the space and you're, you know, charging 2K, 3K, 4K for a 3 to 6 month program, let's just use 4K as an example. Who the heck can afford 4K every 3 months? 4, 8, 12. Who can afford 16K times 4, 15, 30, four, over $60,000 to get permanent weight loss? I mean, I guess you could argue some people pay that in plastic surgery, but you still wouldn't look right. So you
that's a good one.
Right. You still wouldn't look right even if you did put 60 grand into plastic surgery. So I guess you can make a case. There is a small demographic that will put 60 grand into plastic surgery. But let's talk about 99% of the population, if not 99.8%. So, Corby, I just, you know, that's my spiel. That's all I wanted to say. I think online fitness coaches, my number one prediction for 2021 when it comes to pricing is, yeah, I'm okay with you having a higher price point for the first 3 to 6 months. I think that's good. It's a qualifier too. It gets the right people in your program. But then I would tell the clients, hey, listen, it's not going to be 4K every 6 months. We have a, you know, we need to come up with a term for this, but it would be a maintenance fee for the accountability afterwards. Cause now the client can say, okay, cool. I'm going on this whole journey with you. It takes care of your renewals. You gain more trust from the client. You communicate, we're going to bust our butt the first 3 to 6 months, but to keep this weight off, you're going to have to stay with me another 3 to 4 years. And don't worry, it's not going to be 4K every 3 months, because who can afford that? So basically, we want to help our students promote a message that is a great message, but one that also aligns with a rational pricing model. Does that all make sense?
That makes sense to me. Yeah. I mean, you can't outprice the market. I mean, unless you're super fortunate and you're Jay Abraham of your market. Right. But for regular people, I think it just makes sense to create a pricing structure that allows people to stay for the long run. There's a reason why McDonald's sells the most hamburgers, because they're the cheapest. But if you look from profit margins, Five Guys makes way more money. But the hamburgers cost a lot more, but not so much more where they outprice their market. They have a gourmet burger, higher price point in the beginning, but everything else in Five Guys is cheap. They give you lots of fries for cheap. Their sodas are cheap. Everything else is cheap. So the hamburger gets you in the door, and then the little small things that you're not thinking about, that's where they're making a real, real profit from, because they get such a good hamburger up front. You're okay paying for the sodas, the hot dogs, and all this other stuff. So if you do the same thing in your business, you can have a higher price up front. But after that, you got to price it so that people will want to stay.
Yeah. I remember Scott Abel had a really neat pricing structure way back in the day. He might still have it, but it was $1,200 to initially work with him. And I don't remember what time frame that was, but it was, this is, 10 plus years ago, and I really liked it. Because it was a very high price point. You know, today online fitness coaches would maybe charge 2, 3, 4 grand for the initial. You know, it's like that. Here's the boot camp kind of thing. We're going to do a lot of work in this next 3-6 months. But then to keep working with Scott after, I believe, again, don't quote me on this, but it was something around like 100 to 200 bucks a month. So it's like, oh yeah, that makes sense. So we're going to work hard. I'm going to pay you a couple grand right up front, but then I'm going to pay you a smaller fee to stay apart. And I want to just wrap up with like the power of this. So when you have people getting results, and they can continue to stay in your community, guess what they do for all the new members coming into your community? They show them light at the end of the tunnel. They say, hey, I went through this program. Now I'm in the maintenance program and I just pay this amount per month for the accountability and for my new workouts and for the access to the calls and whatever else you give them. And people will be, oh, okay, cool. So this is what everybody does around here. So I believe this is one of my predictions for 2021. I think a lot of fitness coaches, we've already told our students this a month or so ago, to start thinking about a pricing model that's sustainable. If you're promoting a sustainable result, then you have to promote a sustainable price point as well. And I think my last little rant here is you're seeing all these new fitness business coaches pop up, you know, out of the woodwork here, saying you don't need to grow your following, you don't need a big following, you can charge ridiculous amounts of money and you can make, you know, all this money, 10 to 20K a month on a few hours. And it's a get rich quick scheme. You're literally selling a get rich quick scheme. You're literally selling the definition of a get rich quick scheme. Make a lot of money without doing a lot of work. All right. So yeah, I know one of our members, Mark Avens, has a legacy rate. I think that's a brilliant idea. And, you know, Colton has his maintenance fee. I think just coming up with a name for, like, here's what you'll pay once we get to the result you want for the ongoing accountability, I think that will be a new thing. Maybe people are already doing it. I don't see it being discussed very often. So that's my recommendation to everybody who's an online fitness coach, to have your main fee, a higher fee to get the main result in a 3 to 6 month time period, but be very, very transparent. Just like I am with the 7-figure mastermind, I frame the journey properly, right? This isn't about my bank account. This is about your journey. And I'm clear when people join our coaching program, you are looking at a 3 to 4 year journey to hit your first 7 figures. So what you're just invest, we're just asking for initial 12 month commitment, but like, over 60% of our members renew a second year, and we've got a lot of members now renewing a third year. So that's all I have to say, Corby. I think we're good for this one.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, hey guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We've got a couple more episodes on the way. I know Corby wants to talk about a little new line that he's come up with, which is, how does he say it? He says, hang on a second. I got it right here. How to triple your income by not focusing on your initial outcome. So Corby, I hope you're ready for that one. Everyone wants to hear about that. We're going to talk about the C4 method in an upcoming episode. And we're going to talk about how sometimes it's okay to scramble, but it's not okay to gamble, and what that means. So, hey, if you're getting value from the Vince Del Monte podcast, please subscribe to the show on iTunes. Leave us a review. Drop 5-star rating, tell a friend. That would be epic. If you got any questions for me, you can hit me up on Facebook Messenger or on Instagram at Vince Del Monte. We'll love to support you in your 2021 goals and help you solidify your financial situation and put you in the best possible position to reach a lot of people, impact a lot of lives, and yeah, make a few bucks along the way. So talk to you all soon. Ciao, ciao.